Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The privacy-focused browser Brave announced the acquisition of the open-source Tailcat search engine developed by the Qlix team, with plans to launch a Brave search engine by this summer. This will be presented with other search providers when users select a default search option, with Brave saying its engine won't collect IP addresses or use personally identifiable information to improve search results. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam signed the Consumer Data Protection Act into law, set to take effect January 1, 2023. Companies with data on 100,000 Virginia consumers or that make at least 50% of income on the sale of data on 25,000 Virginians are required to let consumers receive copies, amend, or delete personal data, and opt out of using data for marketing purposes. Google has previously pledged to eliminate third-party cookies as part of its overall privacy sandbox initiative. In a blog post, the company clarified it will not build alternate identifiers to track individuals as they browse across the web, but replace individual identifiers with aggregation, anonymization, on-device processing, and other privacy-preserving technologies. Uber spun out its Postmates X delivery robotics division as the independent company Serve Robotics. The spun-off company will continue its existing delivery operations in Los Angeles, with plans to further invest in R&D and expand markets through partnerships. A federal jury in Texas ordered Intel to pay VLSI Technology $2.18 billion for infringing on two patents on chipmaking technology, which Intel plans to appeal. The patents were transferred to VLSI from NXP in 2019, which Intel criticized for having no products or revenue outside of the lawsuit. In an SEC filing, Lyft said the last week of February saw its best week of ride volume since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. The company narrowed its expected Q1 loss to $135 million and expects to show positive year-over-year growth in ride volume for the second half of March. Apple announced annual results from its hearing study in the Research app, finding average weekly headphone exposure for 1 in 10 participants is higher than what the World Health Organization recommends. 25% of participants experience ringing in their ears multiple times a week, and 10% of those in the study have been diagnosed with hearing loss. DJI launched DJI FPV, a new drone model for customers that want to add a head-mounted display to their flying experience, as well as a new optional motion controller. The FPV costs $1,299 for the drone, the second-gen FPV goggles, a controller, and a battery, with the motion controller another $199 with additional batteries, available through the Fly More bundle. Acting CISA Director Brandon Wales said it will take up to 18 months for the U.S. government to fully recover from the SolarWinds Orion supply chain attack. Wales said that there are two phases to respond to the incident, short-term remediation efforts to remove the software and eliminate access points, followed by strategic recovery to rebuild secure systems. The social network Parler withdrew its antitrust lawsuit against Amazon, which was filed after AWS suspended service to the platform for failing to moderate content that incited violence. Parler reserves the right to refile the lawsuit on similar grounds. Epic Games acquired Tonic Games Group, which includes the publisher Irregular Corporation, as well as studios Fortitude Games and Mediatonic, makers of Fall Guys. Mediatonic says there are no plans to make Fall Guys free to play, but hopes to bring features of Fortnite and Rocket League to the game, including account systems, crossplay, and squad versus squad modes. Twitter announced it's opening its Twitter Spaces audio chat rooms to Android users, previously available only on iOS. Android users will now be able to join Spaces conversations, although they can't start them for now, with that functionality arriving soon. Valve released a Linux version of its Steam Link app, letting users stream games to a Linux PC. The company also updated its Remote Play Together feature, which now lets users play with an unlimited number of friends over the internet without Steam accounts, limited only by available bandwidth. And finally, Google officially removed its Cardboard VR goggles from its online store, a product originally launched in 2014. The move is another step in Google's shift away from phone-based VR, having already released a Cardboard open-source project for developers and discontinuing its Daydream VR headsets in 2019. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.